Hey guys, this is your girl J Love. We gonna get into it real quick this morning. You know, it's been a minute, so much has transpired. I know I got to be more consistent with this here, right? In the meantime, I've been on other people's shows, co-hosting, and life has been happening. Lost some beloved family members along the way, a brother and my father. So my world has been upside down, but you know what? With the grace of God, I have been able to, you know, each day make it through. You know, each day is a different day. Definitely a different challenge for me. But guess what? I am thankful. I am grateful for each experience, be it good or bad, because I take something from it every single time. That keeps me going. And this thing we call life, you know, it is very challenging, but it is also blissful. And that's the thing that I hold on to, the bliss of it all, right? We got to do what we got to do, don't we, babies? I know, right? So why, I just had to come on this morning. I didn't want to procrastinate. I kept saying, okay, I'm going to start these shows. I got to wait so I can get me a new intro and, you know, see what kind of guests I want to come on. But something's telling me, no, just start. Just like I say, when I come in, I'm going to get into it. Just get into it. Everything else will fall into place. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, if that's going to help me be more consistent with my podcast, I'm gonna definitely make a full-blown effort to do just that, even just get on. Even if I don't have a dialogue for that day, it's definitely something that's gonna come off this dome of mine, right? I get so many thoughts. Okay. So, today I want to talk about complaining. I think complaining becomes to be habit forming. You know, some people just wake up the first thing they do before they say, whoever they greet or honor or give their gratitude to for being alive, not even thanking it, not thanking your source, not thanking your higher being, because you did something that a lot of people were not able to do. You know, so one being that you opened your eyes, right? A lot of people didn't get that opportunity this morning. Two, when you flipped that cover back, if you had it on you, over your legs, and you turned your body to the left or to the right, and you planted your feet on the floor, somebody somewhere was not able to do that, right? And somebody somewhere that did it felt something different that wasn't there the day before. So it was like, oh my God, what? Oh, my knees. Somebody somewhere felt something different than the day before. Somebody somewhere was not able to swing their legs around to put their feet on the ground, right? Excuse me. So with that being said, that's why gratitude is so important. It's so important in the morning to be thankful, and grateful for the small things that you have. we get used to it. So hey, I'm waking up tomorrow. Good. You know, expectations is everything, right? So yeah, you're waking up tomorrow, but just give some gratitude. But you got some people that wake up, first thing they do is complain. They grump. They groan. They moan. Oh, God. I don't want to go to this job today. I don't want to go to work. I just don't want to do it. I want to just do what I want to do. That's fine. But what about you were blessed to wake up? You're not going to say you're thankful for that. You just gonna wake up and open your eyes and just start complaining. Well, so I read an article today, this morning. It was about the show P-Valley. Me, myself, I like the show. I couldn't wait for it to come back on. I like the excitement in it. I like to see the girls do the tricks on the pole. The little outfits. I love the grammar because it reminds me of home. I was not born and raised in Mississippi, but I spent a lot of time there. You know, my father lived there, so I conversed with people there all the time, and I actually lived there. A lot of summer vacations were there, so I have that in my blood. You know, I've experienced living in the city and living in the country, so I can relate to the dialogue. I went to Jackson State. I can relate to some of the things that go on in the show. No, the show is not filmed actually in Mississippi, but that is the setting of the scene. The setting is where the location, of course, is Mississippi. Down in the valley where them girls be naked. I love that show because there's just so much drama going on. But anyway, back to the article that I was reading. And I see a lot of people, you know, voicing their opinion about the show. And my thing is, I mean, it's nothing wrong with you putting out there how you like it or how you dislike it. I just did it, right? I just said how I enjoyed the show. But to continue to go on and discredit these people in the show, like, everything isn't for everybody. Like, a lot of reality TV shows and stuff, I cannot get with. It's not for me, I should say. But for me to just go on everywhere I go and talk about, oh, reality TV, I hate it. They just horrible. So-and-so, they did this, they did that. Not just, you know, I'm so much degrading it. Why am I watching it? It's like internet TV is thousands of channels. Thousands of channels. I can just take my remote control, boop, and I can turn. And that's it. You know, there are different things for different people. That's why we have such a variety of things in life, because everything ain't for everybody. And I've had an experience in acting. I am an actress. first starting off in movies wise was with Zen Films. So, you know, I know that stuff ain't as easy as it looks. The different angles, remembering your lines, just taking all that you have and putting it into your character. That takes a lot of work, even for the naturals that it's natural to do, because you got hours and hours on set. So I respect actors and actresses, because before going into the business, I thought it was just simple, right? Like, I can remember this. I can do what they do. You know, I'm funny. I this and that. But it takes a lot of work. And one thing that I admire about some actors or actresses, when they're able to fit any category, I mean, whatever their role is, you can't even tell that that's not that particular character's personality. You can't tell. To me, that is a great actor or actresses. Actress, I'm sorry. Like when Denzel went out of his normal characters and he did Training Day, everybody was so ecstatic. They couldn't believe some of the older people. Oh my gosh, you know, because some people get into these movies and these shows and it actually becomes their reality. They mad at the people on the show in real life. Like, they going hard and going off on these people in real life. That is their job. They have a job to do. They are to portray whatever character they accepted to the best of their ability to transform those emotions into film, to bring that character to life. That is a great actor or actress when you're able to do that, just like a writer. You know, when a writer writes their book and you can just read it and you're there, that means that they're very detailed and very descriptive of what they're trying to convey to their audience. So reading that book brings the character to life in your imagination. That's a bomb ass writer right there, right? Same thing with on set. So a lot of people had a lot of backlash about P-Valley, about, you know, the characters, and oh my gosh, it's just too much stuff for me. It's just too much going on. But they still watch it. Don't watch it. It's a thousand of other channels. As soon as you, just my parents, for example, they don't like anything that's blasphemy of their God, you know, of God. Well, it's only this on the circuit. I'm about to go somewhere else. I don't need to go. But back to them. Any movie that blasphemy of God, they stop it. And they don't say nothing else. I mean, we could be dead smack into a movie. Oh my goodness, it's happened so many times. It's good. I'm all in. I'm kicked back. I'm all, yes. Stop. What happened? Oh, you didn't hear that? Hear what? They said you could suck my, and that's on G-O-D. And just like that, they turn the channel, right? It's the same thing with life. Real life, TV, whatever. You can turn the freaking channel. But I'm thinking you don't have anything else to do if you're just going to sit and complain about it all day. You're going to post it all day on social media. You got to drop these tags all day about how it's too much homosexuality in this show, XYZ. Don't watch it. They can't get any views if you're not watching it. And if it's only catered for that type of community and they're enjoying it, let them watch it. But why keep complaining about it? Why complaining about the actors, whether it's their real life or on set? They have a job to do. They get paid and they're trained to portray their character in these shows. Leave them alone. People do the same thing when it comes to social media. Oh, I hate social media. People on there, they just so fake. They just do this, they do that. Oh, I can't stand it. People on there, they want to show their food all day. Oh, they on TikTok. They want they go somewhere and sit their asses down. Oh, I just, what's wrong with so-and-so? Did you see them on social media? Get your ass off of there. Get off of it. Somebody on your timeline, they getting on your nerves because they're doing what they want to do and not what you want them to do. Or they're saying what they want to say. Get off there. You have a choice. I have a choice to watch a show or not watch a show. I'm not going to sit there and continue to complain about it. I have a choice to have this Facebook friend. I have a choice to have that Facebook friend, Instagram, whatever social media platform. You have a choice. If you do not like it, delete, unfriend, unfollow. Why do y'all continue to follow people, for one, that you don't even communicate with? You don't even communicate with these people half the time on your social media. But you're talking to other people and complaining about them. You're talking to other people talking about what they're doing or what they need to stop doing. Oh, girl, I seen so-and-so. Did you see her on Facebook? Girl, she looked a mess and she posted so and so and so and so. Wonder what she going through. No, you don't. Because if you wonder and you really want to know, you are friends with them on Facebook, right? So you want to be nosy for real? Be upfront with your nosiness. Go under their social media and say, why did you post this? Let them cuss your ass out because it's their platform. They can say what they want to say. I still don't get it to this day when people report people for what they don't like them saying on social media. I just don't get it. If it's not harming or harmful to someone, why the hell do you care? Why the hell do you care? I'm not understanding that. You know how many times I got reported for, I've said it several times before. Okay, I am an intimacy coach. I am a consultant for Bedroom Candy. A lot of my stuff is sexual content. Most of my members and friends, they're all adults. Who in the hell is reporting my stuff? Because I have a joke about some dick, or I have a joke about a vagina, or I have a joke about sexual content, that we're all adults. Because it's simple. You can scroll on by it, or you can delete it. But what I post, and then you go on your post and complain about what I post, that's so crazy to me. It is. That's why I say I just think people are natural complainers, and they just, that's their job. They just want to get up and they just want to talk about how bad and everything and everybody is for the day. Shut up. Shut up. Because I delete your ass. My timeline is cool. My timeline is cool. I have a bunch of inspirational people on my timeline. A lot of family, a lot of friends. I love the funnies. Oh my goodness. I love the humor when people post humorous stuff. And I know a lot of it is not, it's entertainment. It's not, you know, I have people complain about, I can't stand when people post their food. Why they got to post their food? I don't got time. That's what you don't want to do it. That's your business. If they want to post their food, if they want to ask, hey, Facebook, what's so-and-so-and-so? That's their business. I've had plenty of friends that are close to me don't like my posts because my group post is mostly sexual content. But my other posts are very inspirational. I've had somebody tell me I'm too positive. What the hell? And you know what I did? Respectfully, I removed them from my community on social media, because if I'm too much for you, why watch me every day? Why see what I'm doing or what I'm talking about? It's no need, because you don't like what I'm posting. So why are you following me? Why are you my friend? If I don't like what someone is posting, I have that freedom to entertain it or not. If a TV show is on that I don't like, I don't say, oh, they're not saying what I want to say and I'm going to complain about the show and da da da. No, I'm cutting the damn TV off. I'm turning. I'm not watching it. That's why a lot of reality TV shows I couldn't watch. Because if I find myself having hours of conversation about why I don't like a show, but then I'm sitting my dumb ass there next week to watch it, what does that make me? I don't have anything better to do with my life. Take it for entertainment purposes, enjoy it or not. But I don't have to sit there and ridicule and discredit these people that work hard to be where they're at, whether it's drama, thriller, reality TV, or whatever it is, they are doing their job to the best of their ability at that time. And how dare me try to shame them? So, you know, I'm just saying, start doing you. My phone is blowing up this morning. So, let me get off here because I do have to get myself ready for my 9 to 5. Ooh, that was a little shaky, right? Y'all gonna talk about me too, right? Guess what? I don't give a damn. But I love y'all. And I'm gonna get on off here. Oh, yeah, you're right. Y'all gonna talk about me because I had family members approach a family member of mine. What's going on with Jay? Why is she posting all those TikToks? Why she acting crazy on TikTok and doing this? I'm doing what I want to do. It's entertainment to me. I enjoy it. It's fun. It releases stress for me. It's something I can look back on and say, oh, girl, you was crazy. Oh, girl, you was cute. Oh, girl. It's for me and whoever enjoys me and what I'm creating. Don't let nobody stop or steal your joy. You're not hurting or harming anyone. Fuck them. Yep, I said it. 2 tears in a bucket. You know the rest. Try not to cuss so much, but sometimes y'all just bring me there. But do you, boo. Do you. And if you find yourself being one of those complainers, stop. It's not cute. It's not cute. There's so many other things that you can concentrate on. Recreate what it is that you don't like. Do it your way. Let somebody watch it. Things you don't like, you'll be the change. You do it. You recreate it. You fix it. But to sit there and continue to complain about other people's art and craft, you know, that's not cool. Leave that to the credits, all right? So I'm going to end it on this, almost 25 minutes in, just running my big mouth. I was going to say babbling, but I appreciate this conversation, but I'm going to come back. I'll be sitting there talking with my friends and we'll be talking about some spicy stuff. We light it up. I'm like, I need to be recording this. I need to put this down on my podcast. Jay Love. In the building. All right, y'all. I gotta go. I love y'all and thanks for listening. Peace.